Nolte, Andrew Cuomo is what happens when Democrats know media will shield them. By John Nolte on March 2, 2021. Three credible sexual misconduct allegations, some 15,000 dead senior citizens, lies, and cover-ups. Yep, Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, is what you get when a Democrat knows the media will shield him from anything. While a hospital ship sat mostly empty a stone's throw from the Statue of Liberty, Cuomo ordered people infected with the coronavirus be placed in nursing homes. While two makeshift hospitals sat mostly empty in New York City, one built by the American military, the other by Samaritan's Purse, Cuomo ordered people infected with the coronavirus be placed into nursing homes. My point, of course, is that there was all kinds of bed space available and still Cuomo ordered those contagious with the virus that ravages the elderly be placed in facilities that house the elderly. And let's not forget nursing homes are not set up to handle infectious diseases. They are nursing homes, not nursing hospitals. As a result of Cuomo's sociopathic policy, some 15,000 nursing home residents died of the coronavirus, and did so while those of us in new media were raising the alarm, as far back as nearly a year ago. But in order to shield Cuomo from our alarms, the corporate media launched a full-court offensive to turn Cuomo into a coronavirus hero, going so far as to openly engage in a love affair with Cuomo and brag about America's ongoing Cuomosexualism. Cuomo then lied about his own nursing home directive, the one he himself issued on March 25, 2020, that in part said, emphasis original. No resident shall be denied readmission or admission to the NH nursing home, solely based on a confirmed or suspected diagnosis of COVID-19. NHs are prohibited from requiring a hospitalized resident who is determined medically stable to be tested for COVID-19 prior to admission or readmission. Cuomo's bald-faced lie was that he claimed the federal government, Reed, the bat orange man, forced the nursing home policy on New York. The corporate media not only allowed Cuomo to get away with telling that lie, the corporate media continued to Cuomosexualize all over themselves, which allowed Cuomo's sociopathic nursing home policy to stay in place until May 10. Cuomo then lied about the number of nursing home resident deaths. He got the true number by about 50%, to avoid a federal investigation. Meanwhile, according to three women, so far, all of them Democrats, two of them former Cuomo staffers, while the media were bubbling over with Cuomosexualism, Cuomo was running around allegedly touching, kissing, propositioning, and being generally creepy. What Knowles Frito Cuomo told us was being single and ready to mingle. And that's what we get when a Democrat knows the corporate media will never hold him accountable for anything. What we get is a credibly accused sexual predator and senior citizen serial killer serving as governor, which is okay with the corporate media as long as he's a Democrat. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.